Chapter 4 of The Direct Means to Eternal Bliss, The Desire for Freedom. Awakening the extremely intense desire for freedom is the most important first step that can be taken towards being liberated now in this lifetime. Awakening the extremely intense desire for freedom is the most important key in the book you are now reading. Awakening the extremely intense desire for freedom is the foundation for freedom. The extremely intense desire for freedom is the extremely intense desire for the direct experience of the absolute truth. The extremely intense longing for the final end of all suffering and sorrow. The extremely intense desire to experience eternal love, joy. The extremely intense desire to experience who or what you really are at your core and to live eternally as your true self. The extremely intense desire for freedom from all illusion and delusion and freedom from the ego, imposter self, which is the source of all illusion and delusion. The extremely intense desire to awaken from the human nightmare. The extremely intense desire for freedom is the foundation of all true spirituality. Of all the factors that determine if you will or will not be free, the intensity or lack of intensity of your desire for freedom is the most essential factor. Whatever you can do to most effectively increase your desire for freedom should be done. Spiritual teachings are not all equal. Some teachings are essential, powerful keys. The knowledge that increases your desire for freedom is the most effective first step you can take, is an essential, powerful key. All obstacles that appear in your journey to freedom are caused by too little desire for freedom. Even a little increase in your desire for freedom is helpful. As your desire for freedom grows in intensity, the ego creates fewer obstacles. When your desire for freedom becomes very intense, your desire for freedom demands that you take no detours. When your desire for freedom becomes extremely intense, for the first time you can see what is essential for freedom and what is not essential. When your desire for freedom is weak, the ego does not allow you to see its preservation strategies. When the desire for freedom is stronger, you can begin to see the ego's preservation strategies. When the desire for freedom becomes even stronger, the desire for freedom itself will bring you everything you need to succeed in your quest for freedom, including the answers to all your questions, the direct path teachings, the solution to all obstacles, the motivation to practice, etc. You will be able to see how, before the awakening of the extremely intense desire for freedom, the ego selected spiritual teachings that would help to preserve the ego. When the desire for freedom becomes even more intense, you can see all of the ego's preservation strategies. When the extremely intense desire for freedom is awakened, you will marvel at how it was possible you did not see the ego's preservation strategies before. When the extremely intense desire for freedom is awakened, you will be able to see how the ego distorted even the direct path teachings. When the extremely intense desire for freedom is awakened, you will be able to see that every spiritual teaching from the past has been distorted by the ego, and that some of the spiritual teachings were created by the ego for the purpose of preserving the ego. When the extremely intense desire for freedom is awakened, you will be able to see that almost all of the spiritual and religious teachings of the past are distractions and detours that serve the ego. When the extremely intense desire for freedom is awakened, You will be surprised at how little the ego let you see before. When the extremely intense desire for freedom is awakened, you will see the endless maze of concepts the ego created to trap your attention. When the desire for freedom becomes even more intense, the ego will no longer create ego preservation strategies. The extremely intense desire for the direct experience of the Absolute Truth will guide you to your inner teacher. The extremely intense desire for truth will guide you to the practice that gives the direct experience of eternal life. The key is the intensity of the desire for the direct experience of the Absolute Truth. Increasing your desire for the truth is the most important first step. Increasing your desire for freedom is essential. Without an increase in your desire for freedom, all of your attempts at awakening will fail to produce the eternal experience. Without an increase in your desire for freedom, the ego will distort all of your spiritual studies, including what you read in this book. Without an increase in your desire for freedom, the ego will never allow you to see the truth. Another great key is self-honesty. Self-honesty will help in all aspects of the quest for freedom. Self-honesty will help you increase your desire for freedom. Self-honesty is being as honest as you can be. Self-honesty means to be 100% honest with yourself all the time. Catch your ego using ego preservation strategies. See your ego creating arguments, reasons, excuses, and concepts that lead you away from the direct path. What if your desire for freedom were to double from its present level? If your desire for freedom were to double from its present level, that would be a huge help. If your desire for freedom were to double from its present level, immediately you would begin to see what you have never been able to see before. What if your desire for freedom were a million times greater and more intense than it is now? Really, even if your desire for freedom doubles or triples, great changes will occur in what the ego allows you to see. When your desire for freedom increases greatly, every moment of your life will be dedicated to your freedom. That great intense desire for freedom will demand that you do not waste even one moment of time, that you stop the ego lies, and that you drop that which is not essential. The wonderful thing is, that same extreme desire for freedom that brings you the knowledge of what is essential and what is not essential also allows you to see for the first time in your life. Before the extremely intense desire for freedom arises, you think you can see, but really you are blind. After the extremely intense desire for freedom arises, all is made clear, and you have no doubts. After the extremely intense desire for freedom arises, for the first time, you can see. If the extremely intense desire for freedom does not arise in you, the words in this book will be of little or no real benefit to you. The ego will interpret what is written here. The ego will create arguments against what is written here. Instead of seeing what you read literally without any interpretation, the ego will begin to interpret. The ego will change the teachings into something that preserves the ego, instead of something that brings the ego to its final end. Therefore, the most essential key is to awaken the extremely intense desire for freedom and to make that desire for freedom grow every day. If the desire for freedom is not great enough in you, the ego will always find a way to occupy your time with something other than spiritual practice. Thus, the key to bringing the ego to an end is the intensity of the desire for freedom. Imagine someone being held underwater. How eager is he to rise to the surface to breathe air? Your desire for freedom must be as intense as that man's desire for air. Freedom must be as high on your list of priorities as air is on that man's list of priorities. How great and how intense is the desire for air for someone being held underwater? He or she would like to rise to the surface, but he is being held underwater. See how intense his desire is to rise to the surface so he can breathe air. Every second, his desire to rise to the surface becomes more and more intense. After 1 minute underwater, his desire to breathe is much more intense. After 2 minutes underwater, his desire to rise to the surface for oxygen is 10 times greater. After 3 minutes underwater, his desire to rise to the surface is 100 times greater. After 4 minutes underwater, his desire to rise to the surface is 1,000 times greater. How great and how intense is his desire? That is how great and how intense your desire for freedom must become if you are going to succeed in your quest for eternal freedom. If the extremely intense desire for freedom is not present, you can always find a way to avoid spiritual practice. If the extremely intense desire for freedom is not present, there is almost no limit to the ego's capacity to distort. Suppose there was a book written by an awakened sage that was 1,000 pages long, and the only words that were written were the following identical words repeated on every page. The only effective means to end the ego illusion is to turn your attention away from thought, the body, the world, people, places, things, experiences, etc., and turn your attention towards awareness, watching awareness. If through other means you attempt to bring the ego to an end, the ego may appear to have ended. However, eventually the ego will reappear. Therefore, there are no other effective means to end the ego, to end all suffering and all sorrow, and to live eternally as infinite, aware, love, bliss. Start by setting aside at least 2 hours per day with no other activities for your practice of awareness, watching awareness. If by dropping unnecessary activities you can create more than 2 hours for practice, do so. Set aside as many hours per day as you can spare to practice awareness, watching awareness, with no other activities occurring during your practice time. Even if the above paragraph was written on every page, most people would not put into practice the instructions given in those verses. Most people would not put the instructions into practice because their desire for freedom is not strong enough. The desire to preserve the ego is much greater than the desire to end the ego. This is true for almost all humans and almost all spiritual aspirants. The ego has trillions of tricks to preserve its imaginary self. To the previous quoted paragraph, the aspirant might say, he does not really mean the only effective means. He does not really mean we need to set aside time with no other activities. He does not really mean we need to practice. The book is actually written in code. There are deeper, hidden, subtle meanings that are more important. If this seems insane to you, you are correct. It is insane. The word insane describes almost all humans. They would not use those exact words to distort and complicate. They will find their own words to distort and complicate. The truth is, he really does mean the only effective means. and that time must be set aside for practice. With no other activities, and that you need to practice. He really wrote in plain words without a code, and he really wanted you to take the words literally without searching for hidden meanings. The only cure for all this is the awakening of the extremely intense desire for freedom. What if your present desire for freedom were to become a million times more intense than it is now? Then there would not be time for all these games, detours, distractions, delays, and distortions. Then you would stop listening to teachers who are supposedly liberated, but who are not liberated. Then you would not pretend that thinking about spirituality is authentic spirituality. Then you would not pretend that an intellectual journey is a spiritual journey. Then the only means you would accept is the most direct means. Then you would be just like the man who is being held underwater, trying to rise up for air. He does not have time for discussions. He does not have time for games. He does not have time for false teachers. He does not have time for indirect methods. He does not have time for endless reading. He does not have time for television. He does not have time for projecting an imagined meaning onto the teachings. He does not have time for entertainment. He does not have time for pretending to want to be free. He does not have time for any dishonesty with himself. He does not have time for pretending he has risen to the surface. He does not have time for any debate or argument. The only problem an aspirant ever has is a desire for freedom that is too weak. An extremely intense desire for freedom will solve all the other problems. Read chapter 4 very slowly 3 times before reading chapter 5.